Welcome in to an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey. NHL free agency began last week on July 1, and the Anaheim Ducks were able to sign Mikael Granlund, who is joining us now. Mikael, welcome to Anaheim.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Let's talk about why you chose the Ducks. What was it about this organization that drew you in?
The organization and the team is really going the right direction. Obviously, last year, they made a big step getting closer to the playoffs, and with all the talent we have in the organization right now and then some really good veteran players, I really felt like it was a good fit, and I'm really excited to come to Anaheim. So that's pretty much it.
Now, I did hear that a certain Finnish flash might have had an influence in your decision. What's your relationship like with Teemu, and what did he tell you?
He called me, and we have a good relationship. Obviously, he was my biggest idol when I grew up. I got the chance to play with him in Olympics in Sochi 2014. So that was one of the coolest moments in my career. So I know him well, and he called me and told me about the team. Obviously, I've heard a lot of good things about the area and how great of the place that is to live. So but Teemu, he just pretty much told me the team is going the right direction, and you'll love it here. So I didn't want to disappoint him. So
you'll be able to check out his steakhouse too, which is just down the road. I'm sure he'll invite you here. He's always around at our Ducks game. So I'm glad that he was able to have that conversation with you when you were choosing Anaheim.
I think he owes me a steak now.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. I mean, now this will be your sixth team that you're playing with in the NHL, but your second stint in California. What in particular do you like about playing on the West Coast?
To be honest, I really didn't know how it is to play in the West Coast before going to San Jose, but mm-hmm. I really loved it. It feels like it's a little bit different rhythm in West Coast, and I really loved it. Obviously, everything is a great place to live, even San Jose. But now going to Anaheim, I'm really really excited to go there and be a part of the community there. But I loved it, and it's pretty nice to come back to California.
You get to be on the other side of that rivalry now, which you know a little bit about.
Yeah, that's exciting too, and we all love rivalries, so it's great. So I'm excited to play them for the first time for sure.
Now, you're coming in with a wealth of playoff experience, most recently being with Dallas. How do you hope that experience for you can help you lead the Ducks and get to that point for this organization?
Well, I hope I can help with that. Obviously, the biggest thing is with everyone who's been far in the playoffs is how much it takes to get there. I've been lucky in my career. I've been almost every year in the playoffs. So and last year was the furthest I've got. So, it's a grind. It's you gotta enjoy that grind. You gotta love it. You gotta embrace it. I just hope I can bring some of that to the team. And I'm really excited to do that. And I'm sure this team is ready to take that next step.
For you as a player, as a forward, what are some of your best attributes? How would you describe yourself as, you know, a player on the ice?
I feel like I can do pretty much everything. I can play PP, PK, winger, center. I can, you know, do a lot of different things. I feel like I'm a pretty smart player out there, and my goal is always to be a winning player. I try to do all the little things right. Try to do what it takes to win a hockey game, and obviously, I think I have some good instincts offensively too. So, that's pretty much it.
We got to see a little bit of that in the playoffs this year, and also at the Four Nations face-off, which you got to be a part of for Finland. What was that experience like?
It was great. Obviously, it was a while. Last time all the best players played for the international tournament. So it was great to have that. And it was a great tournament. And when you think about next year and the Olympics coming up, I think the international hockey is really coming bigger and everybody is excited about that. So it was really cool to be a part of that.
As we've talked about some of your skills, when you had these conversations with the Ducks staff here and leadership, what were some of the things that maybe they mentioned, if you can share, that they're looking for from you?
No, I think it's just doing my thing. The way I do my stuff, I'll try to do every little thing as good as I can every single day, practice or a game, you know, and hopefully that can set some kind of example and says, you know, I'm not going to be the loudest guy in a room, but just, you know, doing everything by example, that's my thing.
Were you familiar with any of the current players that are already here in Anaheim? Do you know any of them?
Not really. Not too many guys. Obviously, I know, been playing against a lot of guys and all that, but I don't know anyone too good. Well, obviously, Ville Husso, the goalie from Finland, I know him really well. But other than that, not really. So I'm really excited to meet the guys as well.
And one person that you will know here from your draft year back in 2010, Emerson Edom. He is our analyst on DuckStream. I don't know if you remember back to the draft year, but your relationship with him, if you got to know him very well.
I remember him, but it's going to be a cool thing to see him as well.
You guys will have some time to catch up, I'm sure, throughout the season. But Mikhail, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing now, your off-season training. What does that look like back home in Finland?
It feels like normal summer, you know, just getting the getting ready for the next season, you know, starting to skate and just working out, hanging out with your family, friends. So it's always a good time to enjoy the summer back home and see all the friends and family. And when the September comes, you're ready for the another season. So let's enjoy this one and then let's play some hockey.
Is there anything that you like to do during the off season? Any of your favorite hobbies that you get to enjoy while you can?
I like to golf, but right now with three kids, with three boys, there's not a lot of time to play golf. So a lot of diapers and playing time with the kids. That's my schedule these days.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Mikhail, it was great to have you here on DuckStream, and we're looking forward to welcoming you here to SoCal and to Anaheim, getting you in the new Ducks sweater as well. So thank you for taking the time today to join us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.